Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
I think there's a glitch in the Matrix. I died last night, but I'm still here. So this actually happened last week. It just took me some time to come to terms with it. I got a phone call from my next door neighbor late in the evening asking if I can help him move a mattress into his upstairs. His mom is ill and has a big heavy sleep number bed. I of course ran over to help because they're great neighbors. I get over there and his friend, who is also a priest, was there to help. I helped them figure out how to separate the mattress from the bed so we could fit it upstairs. We get it all moved up and back in place when my neighbor asks if I can help them move an armoire upstairs too. I think nothing of it and we pull it out of his travel trailer and start bringing it up the front stairs of his house. This is where I died. The front stairs are 11 steps. I was on the lower end of the armoire about 6 steps up when my neighbor and his friend lose a handle on the armoire and it comes crashing down on me and I fall backwards towards the pavement. I then wake up in my dining room to my phone ringing and my wife asking me if I'm going to answer the phone. It's my neighbor asking me if I can help move a bed upstairs for his mom. I go over there and meet his priest friend again, as this has been the first time I met him. I say I can help with the bed but I cannot help with the armoire. My neighbor was like, "How'd you know about the armoire?" I then proceeded to tell them I'm pretty sure I just died. I spent the next hour talking with the priest. He had so many questions. My neighbor didn't believe it until I described the upstairs bedroom in perfect detail down to the metal mattress frame on the floor and the intricate headboard leaning against the wall, and I had never been upstairs in their house before. The priest asked me what I saw after I died. I told him I never actually died. Before it happened, I woke up at my dining room table. TLDR. I experienced my death but woke up alive about 20 minutes earlier in my life. I was someone's glitch in the Matrix. I went out, parked in front of a store, bought a 6-pack of water and went to register an R2, paid with change. Half an hour later, I remembered I wouldn't be going out anytime soon again, so I decided to buy more water, and everything happened in the exact same order. I parked at the same spot, entered, bought a 6-pack, register 2 is free, same girl working there, I even paid with same amount of change coins. She looked at me with a bit of horror and confusion but couldn't see me smiling under my mask. Something is wrong with my girlfriend, me, M26, and my girlfriend, F25, have been living together in an apartment for 2.5 years. Everything has been normal until quarantine started, around 4 weeks ago, when I started noticing some odd things. For instance, for the last 3 weeks or so, my GF has been putting sugar in her morning coffee, while throughout our entire relationship she's always been very much against it. It may seem like a small detail, but she's always been complaining about how I don't know what real coffee is since I put quite a lot of sugar. On the first day that I saw her drinking coffee with sugar, I asked her why would she do that, and she looked at me weirded out and said something like, "What are you talking about? I've always been putting sugar in my coffee." I felt a bit confused for a moment, but then we started talking about some other things. So I didn't think any more about it until the morning after, when she did the exactly same thing, and had once again the same reaction. Fast forward a few days and another odd thing happened. We were having sex and she suddenly suggested a sex pose that we had already tried once, but it had gone wrong and it hurt her a lot, so we had simply decided not to try it anymore. Naturally, I was very surprised with her suggestion, and reminded her about the time when it went wrong, and she just completely dismissed it, saying that I probably mixed her up with some ex-girlfriend or that I was just tripping. We then did the pose and we actually enjoyed it. Today, the weirdest thing happened, which is the reason I'm writing this post. In the afternoon, I was working at home. I'm employed as a PhD student at the computer science department of a university, when my GF asked me what's up with a guy who I've never heard of before. I asked her who is she referring to and she said, well, it's that colleague of yours who you always talk about, the one from the company where you are employed at. I froze, and asked her to repeat, and she said the exactly same thing all over again. Then I told her that I don't work at any company nor have I ever worked at any company, since I started a PhD straight after my master degree. At this point, she also completely froze and we were just staring at each other completely confused and shocked for a few moments. She then asked me WTF is going on and I reminded her about the coffee thing and about the sex pose and that I don't know anymore what is going on. At this point, she started crying too and asked what is wrong with us. Nor she, nor me, nor anyone in both families have ever had any mental problems in the past. We don't know what to do about this. Can anyone explain what's wrong with us? Mom died years ago. Dad got a phone call from her. My mom died 13 years ago. About 4 years ago, my dad was on vacation in Arizona with his girlfriend. He said he was up watching TV and the hotel phone rang. He answered it and said it was my mom's voice saying I'm okay. He said Cass, and he said the phone was crackly and said tell Heather, me, I am okay. He said his girlfriend was confused why the phone ring. He immediately called me even though it was late and he was crying. My dad doesn't believe in the supernatural but still to this day can't explain that call. I'm still crapping my pants over this. About 30 seconds ago I was sitting on the couch, as my dog walked by to go sit on her bed we have behind the L part of the sectional. She had something small caught in her throat last night, I think a popcorn shell, so I was paying attention to her breathing just to make sure she got it out. For a few minutes she was breathing fine, and then what sounded like a light snore started happening. This is semi-normal for her depending on what position she's laying in, so I didn't bother to go over and check on her. That went on for about 5 minutes, until the most disgusting, and to my now realization, terrifying, snore cough wheezing sound started happening. I go over to her to make sure she's okay, and the exact moment I looked at her bed the sound stopped mid-breath and she wasn't there. She was outside with my parents, had been for around 30 minutes. There's no way to get out of the room without walking right past me. I don't know whose freaking dog I saw, and what was making that creepy bus sound 5 feet away from me, but I'm going to be staying outside for the rest of the day and hiring an exorcist. Sister with DS knows things about people she's never met. Okay, I've been lurking and commenting on this sub for a while, and always wanted to post this, but was always too nervous too. Since reading a recent post by you Salty Bugler, I've decided I should share my stories about my little sister. We'll call her Diana here, for safety reasons. A bit of backstory. My little sister has Down syndrome. If you're not aware what DS is, here is some info on it. From my understanding about DS, many people with it are on the autistic spectrum. My sister is considered high-functioning autistic as well as having DS. Okay, here are the stories. Our mom had tons of difficulties with her pregnancy with Diana, and had multiple strange occurrences while she was pregnant with her. The main one being that, at around 6 months along in the pregnancy, our mom walked into her bathroom to find the box holding her wedding dress on the floor. That box had been in the attic since we had moved into that house. No one in the house knew how it got there. Mom started having contractions just after that incident, and started bleeding. Dad took her to the ER. And after a day of her being in intensive care and having multiple tests done, my parents discovered that Diana has DS. After mom gets out of the hospital, she sits me and my older sisters down to talk to us about this, telling us that Diana will have an abnormality, her words, and explains to us that she will be different than normal kids. I remember very clearly that everyone but me was crying. I remember saying something along the lines of, "But none of us are normal." Mind you, I was 12 and for sure my family is not very normal. Fast forward, Diana is born premature. I believe she was born at 7 months, but could be off a bit. Has a ton of medical issues and has to have surgery immediately after being born. She was in NICU for the first 2 months of her life. We finally get to bring her home after she recovers. She was the tiniest little thing. By the time Diana was about 6 months old, my parents started doing physical and speech therapy with her, because she wasn't developing the way a normal baby would have been by that age, I guess. I remember we were learning sign language with her until she was about 2 years because my mom was afraid she wouldn't be verbal. Mom couldn't have been more wrong. Diana started babbling by about 8 months, and she'd always just lay flat on her back and talk to the ceiling, and just giggle like someone was playing with her. Mom always joked that Diana was talking to angels. Fast forward again to when Diana is about 3 or 4 years old. My mom, Diana, and myself are at a little Christmas party at a place for physically and mentally disabled people, where Diana took classes and the rest of us volunteered. But the 3 of us are sitting in these pews waiting for Santa Claus to come on stage, so all the kids can go have their photo taken with him. Out of nowhere, Diana stands up and runs away from my mom and me, into the crowd. We chase her, and she runs straight toward this older woman we had never met. Diana grabs the woman's leg and starts bawling. My mom and I are apologizing to the woman, saying we don't know what got into her. The woman looks down at Diana and asks her what's wrong. This is where it gets weird. Diana tells her, word for word, in the clearest way I had heard her speak, "I'm so sorry that your mommy left you." The woman starts tearing up, and tells us that her mother had passed away a couple nights prior after a long battle with cancer. The second time Diana freaked us out, I was visiting with my mom and Diana when she was about 10. Diana starts telling me how she talks to grandpa all the time. He passed away when she was about 5, and starts telling me that she met grandpa's wife. Grandpa's wife, our step-grandmother, was still alive at this point, and that's the only grandma Diana ever knew. So I tell her, "Of course you've met grandma." She corrects me and says, "No, mommy's mommy." My mom and I both froze. Our mom's mom passed away when our mom was pregnant with my older sister, meaning none of us had ever met her. So our mom starts asking Diana questions about grandma. She asks what color was my mommy's hair, and Diana responds yellow, but not real. Mom goes on to explain to me that grandma wore wigs because she had been balding after years of battling anorexia, and she's always wear big blonde wigs. So, mom asks Diana, "Do you know grandma's name?" She says Jeannie, which was in fact our grandmother's name. Diana had never heard about Jeannie. It's a very sore subject to bring up around our mom, so none of us really know much about her. There have been so many other instances of her just knowing things, like when I was in a very abusive relationship that none of my family knew about, and she once called me in the middle of the night, crying hysterically that I needed to leave my house and come home. After that phone call, my fiancé came home drunk and beat the living crap out of me. I left him after that, and honestly can't say I would have had the strength to leave had it not been for that call from my little sister. Even to this day, she says she talks to grandma, grandpa, and other people who have passed away. He thinks we both died. I'd like to preface this by saying my husband is an electrical engineer and I'm a teacher. We're not crazy people. So, back when my husband and I were dating, my husband was in a terrible car crash. His truck hit black ice and he slid into oncoming traffic. His truck was completely totaled. So was the other truck he hit. The weird thing is though, both he and the other guy were completely fine. Not a scratch on them. All my husband had was a bruise on his knee. The first responders were baffled, as was the towing company and insurance when they realized no one had died or was severely injured. Fast forward to a few days after the crash, my husband comes over to my apartment. We're having a conversation about a university class we're both in and he casually asks when I got the flat screen TV sitting on my dresser. At this point I'm very confused because I've had the little flat screen since I was 13 and had had it the entire year and a bit we'd been dating. I asked him what he's talking about as I've always had that TV. He told me to quit pulling his leg and asked me what I did with the old tube TV. I had no idea what he was talking about and told him so. He's convinced I had a tube TV. I proceed to get on Facebook and showed him a picture we had taken 2 weeks prior with a TV in the background. It's a flat screen in the picture. My husband goes white like he's seen a ghost and just stares into space for a minute. His eyes started to water. I asked him what's wrong and he said, "I swear to God, I'm not crazy. You've had a tube TV since we started dating. It was a tube TV when we took that picture." I brushed it off as his head being rattled from the accident and he didn't bring it up again. However, anytime we hung out in my room, he'd always look at the TV weird. Fast forward 7 years, my husband and I have been married for a few years and decide that we're ready to be parents. I'm not on birth control and we decide whatever happens, happens. We're not actively trying, but not preventing it either. So we're on vacation in Italy, wandering around Rome and I feel like crap. I had had my period the week before and it was the worst one I had had in my whole life. As we're walking around I am suffering from back pain, chills and horrific cramping. I go to the bathroom in a cafe and hurl my guts out, have diarrhea and realize I'm menstruating heavily. Obviously I'm weirded out since I had just had my period the week before. I clean myself up, go back to my husband and tell him I think I need a doctor. I have a pretty high pain tolerance but this is insane. It's getting to the point I'm having trouble walking and I'm starting to feel pain in my shoulders. I don't want to ruin our vacation but I'm starting to really worry. My husband is smarter than me, sees the state I'm in and says I'm visibly paler than when I went into the bathroom and gets me help. 20 minutes later I'm on a stretcher and being taken to the hospital. An hour after that I'm being prepped for emergency surgery as doctor tells me I have a ruptured ectopic pregnancy. I have heavy internal bleeding and if he doesn't perform surgery I am going to die. 6 hours later I wake up very sore and tired. Doctor tells me I'm very lucky, and if I had waited any longer to seek medical attention I'd be dead. My husband stays with me in the hospital the first night then gets a hotel for the rest of my stay. A week later we're cleared to fly home and I go through a grueling month of healing from the surgery. 2 months after our return, somehow my husband and I get on the topic of fires and he goes on about the dangers of kitchen fires and I say, "No need to worry, we're all set with the extinguisher in the closet." He looks at me like I have 3 heads and asks me what I'm talking about. I remind him about the extinguisher in the front closet where we keep the coats. We've had it for 3 years. He insisted we buy one when we bought our house. My husband shakes his head and tells me he has no idea what I'm talking about and we don't have a fire extinguisher. I remind him about not only my memories of fighting about if we really needed one, where to put it, buying it from Home Depot but also installing it to the wall in the closet. He looks at me with confusion and tells me none of that happened. I get up, go to front closet to show it to him all the while cursing him for being an butthole for forgetting our 2 week fight about it and lo and behold, no extinguisher. Not only is there no extinguisher, there's no holes in the wall where I know we installed it. No fresh paint. This wall has never been touched. I insist he's moved it and fixed the wall and ask why the frick he would play such a stupid prank. He continues to insist we've never had one, let alone talked about getting one. This goes on for several minutes. I'm approaching hysterics, telling him to quit playing with me when finally he says, "Now you know how I feel about the TV. We didn't speak about it for a long time." Then after I found this thread he brought up his theory that perhaps in another timeline dimension whatever you want to call it, we both actually died and we reset like a video game and the TV and extinguisher are glitches. I don't know if I agree with him. All I know is that I have never been so rattled in my whole life and every time I get something out of the closet I'm overwhelmed with this feeling of wrongness. I know it should be there but somehow it's just not. I can't explain it. He says he will go to his grave swearing I had a tube TV. I called my dad in his past about more than 30 years ago. I recently posted about me disappearing into thin air when I was sleeping and my family couldn't find me and when I woke they swore up and down that they'd have searched all over for me but weren't able to find me. This is not an update but something that just happened yesterday. 3 days ago I was having conversation with my father and he was telling me about his university life. Basically my dad came from nothing. He had a very difficult upbringing and went to the worst school and high school in our city. When it was time for him to join university, my grandfather passed away, leaving my dad to take care for the rest of the family as he was the oldest son. He took a wrong major because of the wrong advices of the people and how he regrets that to this day. The courses were taught in English, which is a second language for us, and how he didn't even know the language. My dad told me that it was the darkest times in his life and he just wanted to run away and was even thinking of taking his own life. Now very recently he got his master's in English literature and he was telling me that he didn't think it would be ever possible for him. My dad just recently finished this degree at an age of 55. The next morning my dad had to drive to this town because his distant relatives live there and they are struggling financially. My dad is very a kind soul and he wanted to help them. The town is 3 hours drive away. He usually takes public transport but didn't because of recent crisis. He drove there and my mom was worried, so we decided we will keep calling him after every hour to check. Well, I decided to call him. Now keep in mind, because it's highway, network signals get very weak. He told me to wait and parked at a nearby restaurant. It was like a checkpoint for trucks. I don't know what came over me, but I started crying and went on to tell him how proud I was of him. I just babbled and kept saying that he shouldn't think he is lacking because he is not. He was an amazing father and a great person to look up to. You guys, my dad started crying. He told me that he will talk to me when he returns. Well, he returned and he just hugged me and was telling me that how 30 years ago he was visiting the same town and it was the time when he was at his lowest. He was visiting the same relatives and he was in a bus which stopped at a petrol station. He called his mother and when he picked the phone without even dialing, he heard my voice. It was me telling him the exact same thing which I just said yesterday. He said that he didn't even call my grandmother. He just stood there and cried. It gave him strength to keep fighting. He said he just now realized it was me whose voice he heard. My parents are now taking this as a sign from God, who helped my dad when he thought no one was there for him. I think I just became the background character for another person's glitch. This technically happened last night, but I was just starting a graveyard shift and am only now getting it all down. I work at a gas station chain with only numbers in its name. We're just outside of a large chunk of suburbs, none of that middle of nowhere. Like, we aren't exactly near any other businesses, but we are rarely completely dead for hours at a time. It was just past midnight, and with everything going on in the US right now, not a lot of things other than gas stations and bars are open at night anymore, so it was a slower evening. I was the only one in the store and a car pulled up to one of the two double-sided pumps out front. A pretty standard white four-door. I'm not great with car brands, but it was a little nicer. Like upper middle class and probably only a few years old. A woman gets out and starts walking towards our door like she's in a daze. Legit, this woman looked like she saw a ghost. She wanders up, sort of freezes at the door for a second with a 1,000-yard stare before opening it and coming in. She didn't go looking for anything, didn't start shopping, just sort of stood inside for what felt like ages. Again. Bars are still open, so I think maybe she's a little drunk or had a rough night or something, so I give the usual welcome to gas station, let me know if you need any help finding anything, and she finally notices me and immediately asks me the weirdest dang question I have ever been asked on the job. You can see me, right? Yeah, like what else do you say? She breaks down crying in the middle of my store, so I'm already headed around the corner to see what's up. I have my cell phone out in case I need to call the cops or something for her. I get her to sit down on a nearby pallet of soda and I'm grabbing her a bottle of water, and after she catches her breath a little, she tells me I thought I had died. Again, I'm thinking maybe she is on something, but she's a middle-aged woman who looks like a standard local suburban housewife. We're a pretty boring township without your average junkies like you'd find closer to the cities. So she asks if she can call her husband to pick her up and wait with me. She has her own phone and does so, not really telling him anything either, just where she is at and if he can come get her. He says he'll call an Uber and be there as soon as possible. We're waiting. So far nobody else has showed up, so I'm keeping most of my attention on her, and eventually she starts to explain to me. I was driving home from dinner with my co-workers, and as I'm driving through nearby intersection, I recognized a truck ran a red light and hit me. Now, her car is still at the pump without a scratch on it. She goes on to say she remembers her car being pushed into a pole, going airborne, and then nothing. I tried to calm her down, letting her know that her car is out front and it looks fine. but she insisted that she completely blacked out, woke up in an ambulance for a split second, passed out again, and then woke up again in the driver's seat of her car at the intersection waiting for the light to change. Perfectly fine. This whole thing freaked her out so badly that she drove to the nearest anything, us, just so she could get out of the car. Her husband eventually showed up to get her. He asked if I had any idea what happened, and even though she sort of explained to me, I just shrugged because no, I had no idea what was happening anymore. She reluctantly got into the passenger seat of the car and he drove them back home. That was hours ago, after which I worked an entire shift at the station trying to wrap my head around what the absolute heck I had just witnessed. Today my dead friend left something for me. I am a bit shocked. I had a very good friend who crafted small jewelry and I have a few pieces from her. I got a pair of earrings more than 8 years ago and lost one of it after wearing them just a couple of times. I always told her she had to craft a replacement, but unfortunately she got very sick and died of cancer very quickly. She never had the chance to craft anything else. I kept the single earring in a little box with some other small random memories and trinkets. I am now moving to my own place and checking the memories in this little box. Both earrings are there and I can't explain when or how or why. Probably another universe my own me lost the unique earring she had. I think there's a glitch in the Matrix. I had a GF I never remembered. I don't know if it is suitable for this sub, but still, here it is. The year was 2011. I was in med school while my brother joined engineering college in same city. My brother is 3 years younger to me. One day I asked him to come to my hostel as it was his free day from college. He used to come in his free day as he missed family. We were chatting and having foods while he suddenly asked me about a girl. Convo. Bro, do you remember Nisha? Altered name for obvious reason? Me Nisha. Ooh. Bro, it seems like you have forgotten her, good for you. Me. Visibly confused. Which Nisha you are talking about? Bro. Still playing. Don't try so hard, brother, you know exactly about whom I am taking about. Leave it, if that's still hurting you I shouldn't have bring her up. Me. Thinking that he is pulling my leg. I started to play along. Yeah, I remember, I forgot her, it was bitter, I am not in touch with her. Bro, it is not like that, you can be in touch with her anyway. Me. Trying to play along. Yeah, she is probably married by now. Bro. Visibly confused. Now what Nisha are you talking about? Me, exactly the Nisha you are talking about. Bro, leave it then. Me, yeah. After 30 or so minutes after lunch is over. Bro, do you really not remember her, Nisha? Me. Tired of this game. Agitated. Bro, stop this game, it's not funny anymore, I am tired of this stupid game. Bro, what game? Me, I don't really know Nisha, who is she? Bro, forget it. And he left for the day. I asked mom after a few days about Nisha. She was distraught when I asked about her. After a few months she told me that she was my GF while I was in school. She was my brother's best friend. She died in a car accident few years back. I was dumbfounded. I don't even recall her name, face, memory, dot nothing. Her memory is totally wiped out from me. I was disturbed and went back to home, where mom showed me a pic where I was with a girl and my brother. I don't even remember the girl. In some cases of PTSD, selective amnesia happens, but that repressed memory can be triggered by related memory, but in this case I didn't even recall her. I was agitated because I don't remember her. Till this day I don't recall anything. According to family, we were close. I didn't try to ask her family or any other people because it seems insensitive. I experienced a glitch where I saw the simulation that we are in. Someone experienced it with me and saw the same thing. We were all completely sober. Quick preface. I'm currently driving home from my lunch break, so I'm using Siri to talk. Hopefully this makes sense. So back in the summer we had a huge friend trip to Lake Powell. For anyone that has been there, you know it's absolutely beautiful. Anyways, we were boating through the canyons and going deeper and deeper into the canyons, Lake Powell. At one point I thought in my mind something along the lines of, dang, this place is so beautiful it almost looks fake, or like it was designed to look this way by something. When I started saying that in my mind, a friend turned around to me and said, dude, it feels like we're in a movie and we are looking at movie props. It looks so fake. And I turned around and looked and said, dude, what the frick did you just say? I was thinking the exact same thing. We were both freaking out about it, but then it got a little freakier. We were sitting at the back of the boat looking at our 10 or so friends standing up while the boat was slowly going through the canyons, and as I watched them looking at the scenery I experienced an altered state of conscience. The best way to describe it is the facade of the human experience was dropped and all of a sudden my friends looked like gods or angelic beings experiencing Earth and just enjoying the moment. My friend turned to me and said, "Dude, look at our friends. They are so beautiful and alive. They look like angels," and I knew at that moment we were both experiencing the same thing. The best way to describe what we saw is it looked like we placed ourselves in a video game and were enjoying what we created. It's super hard to describe this experience. If you've seen Maze Runner, you know how they make you forget everything before you go into the maze but yet you had an existence before? It felt like that. That nature of reality teased us and slightly withdrew, and we saw our friends in this earth for what it could truly be for a brief moment in time. I created my boyfriend in The Sims years before I met him. When I was a teenager, living in Vienna in the small country Austria, I excessively played The Sims. I created all kinds of families there with all kinds of crazy stories. Most of them were unrelated to anyone I knew, just straight out of my imagination. As the game got developed to The Sims 4 version, the details got very much on point when it came to creating your Sims. I was always very hesitant to create myself or anyone I knew because I would feel bad of anyone dying in the game as they would portray my real life people. I also didn't want to put anything out there, if you know what I mean, like attract anything bad. With The Sims 4 though, I decided to create myself, with a different last name though, matching my Sims husband's last name. The husband was of color as my celeb crush was 50 Cent. I was 17 by the way, was wearing a black tank top, camouflage pants, trainers and a black watch. They lived a happy life together, had kids and I made sure that they died peacefully as I did believe in attracting situation. I met my boyfriend 2 years ago, after I moved to London. We are in a very happy relationship. One day we were at a market and it was really hot so I bought a dress so I can change into something more light and my boyfriend bought some pants in thin material. He asked if I liked them and I turned and it was some camouflage sweatpants. I said yes and we proceeded to go home. We lived a minute away to change. We changed our clothes and my boyfriend asked me if he looked good. I finished dressing up and looked at him to check his clothes and he was wearing a black tank top, the camouflaged sweatpants, trainers and a black watch I had just bought him as a present some weeks ago. I immediately realized he looked like my husband in The Sims I created years ago. I started laughing and told him, "You look like my Sim." He looked at me confused and as I told him what I meant he told me, "Oh, so you attracted me into your life," with a cheeky smile, and I guess he was right. That was my most glitch moment I have ever had, but I don't regret at all. My ex's mom passed away and sent us a message on my phone. This is my first post, so bear with me, but after reading many other glitch stories, I wanted to share mine here. In early December 2015, my now ex-boyfriend's mother passed away in the home following surgery and other health problems related to her heart. She was born with a rare condition. Unfortunately, she went into cardiac arrest and we were unable to save her, so the event in and of itself was extremely traumatic and unexpected. A couple of nights later, we decided to go see some friends who wanted to offer their condolences to my ex. Everyone loved his mom. We were all sitting in our friend's living room watching TV and, to be honest, they were really trying to distract us from everything. One friend was just being her goofy self and I was taking Snapchat videos and I distinctly remember taking a video of Let's Call Her Amy. I saved the video, but when I looked at my screen to watch it, it was not Amy. It was a grainy video with a background that appeared to be outside and 100,000% not in a living room. But on the screen was my ex's mom. She said the words, "I'm okay baby, I'm okay," and multiple other friends saw it on my phone before it disappeared. She looked young and vibrant and has a huge smile on her face. Someone had tossed my phone to another friend across the couch to see in the video then disappeared. When we watched the original video back immediately after, my ex's mom was gone. It was Amy in the video again, just like I saw it while recording it in the first place. My ex and his mom had a very close relationship, best friends really. So when we saw her on my screen letting him know she was okay, it was astounding. I saw it first and everyone noticed I was visibly upset. I cannot imagine what went through my ex's mind and heart when he saw that, But to this day, it's something we talk about and something he shares with new friends. Something we simply cannot explain other than her coming through in a glitch to let us know she was okay. I vanished for 3 straight days. This happened in January 2015. I was 3 months pregnant with our first son. Ex-husband woke me extremely excited. Manic, you could say. Where were you and WTF, he yelled. It was no later than 4 a.m. So I was very disoriented, and immediately started an argument, which ended with me really not remembering going to bed the night before. Talking more about it, I realized extra 2 days have passed, don't remember days of the week, and I had a complete blackout. Last thing I remembered was throwing leftovers from the food we ordered for dinner. It was about 7 p.m, and ex-husband went to get his car back from the mechanic. He said I okayed him calling Uber from my phone, but I can't recall that. After coming back, I was nowhere to be found. My keys, wallet and phone were there, but I was gone. He immediately went to the only neighbor we used to hang out with at a time, but I wasn't there neither. He waited a few more hours, and called the police. From what he said, next 2 days were heck. Hospital kept calling. I'm a nurse. Friends I made plans with called, and no one had any idea where I were. On the 3rd day, I just appeared in our bed in jammies. The door was locked, and ex-husband didn't even sleep. He was drinking and walking around the house all night. I didn't lose my job, and we had no problems with authorities, but to this day, I can't figure out what could have happened. Did I slip into a parallel reality? This odd glitch occurred when I was about 13 or close to. My family was moving into a new home. We were having trouble with a bookshelf that was a little too big, tall, and wide for the doorway. We eventually had to take it apart and bring it in piece by piece. The shelf went into my sister's room. She helped put it together. Here is the interesting part, as this glitch was experienced by my sister as well. Only more so. She used the shelf for her books and stuffed animal collection. I left her as she was putting things onto the higher shelves, using a kitchen chair to reach that high. As soon as I stepped through the door, there was a loud crash. I'm thinking the shelf fell on Sis or she lost her balance and fell, so I check. She is standing with her back against the wall and looks terrified. I peek further in and there is no shelf, it was completely gone. Her things heaped on the floor in that spot. The chair somehow teleported back into the kitchen. My sis and I are the only ones that heard the crash. Not one person in our family remembers ever having that bookshelf. Creepiest thing I have ever experienced. If I told you what I saw last night, you would not believe me. Like, I can't even wrap my head around it. Scariest crap I've ever experienced. I can't even talk about it without sounding crazy. So here it goes. I went to do laundry around 2 a.m. with my oldest son. After we put the laundry in, we went to a McDonald's drive-thru to get something to drink. The drive-thru was packed with about 5 or 6 cars ahead of us. I noticed none of the cars were moving forward and it had been like 5 minutes already waiting. So I decided to go around the car in front of me to the next drive-thru lane. McDonald's has 2 lanes. As I'm pulling around them, I look to their car to see why they are not moving, and I kid you not, both people, driver and passenger, looked dead. Heads tilted all the way back. Eyes shut. Not moving, dead. I freaked out and tried to peek 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 out and tried to. I panicked, thinking maybe they were all shot or someone killed them all, so I freaking hit the gas and got the frick out of there. I couldn't fathom what happened or barely speak. I was hyperventilating. So my son called 911 and told them what happened, and they sent an officer to check. A few minutes later, the cop called us back, said everything was fine at McDonald's. Mind you, my son saw it too. We both saw the car in front of us, the people looked dead. This crap was terrifying, it literally looked like one of those rapture movies or end of the world type of crap. Needless to say, I can't wrap my head around what we saw or why. I'm still scared over it. I know I'm not crazy because my son saw it too, but it feels crazy to even say it. Anyways, yes, scariest crap ever. My friend messaged me and said she thinks we experienced a glitch, and this is so new to me. I had never heard of glitches even being a thing, but I am super freaked out and would love your thoughts because I have severe anxiety and I feel so crazy now. My partner just glitched and it's freaking us out. Hi all. Let me preface this by saying there has always been creepy crap happening around me, and I have several stories of my dad's old house which myself and my siblings all agree is haunted as frick. I also had my dead best friend visit me twice, which was nice. So this evening, my partner, 42M, and I, 30F, were upstairs sorting laundry when his daughter, 17, called us downstairs as dinner was ready. I was heading down the stairs, my partner right behind me, literally 2 steps behind me. He did his usual thing of tickling the back of my neck as we walked. The bottom of our stairs is wooden, so you can hear when somebody steps onto it from the carpeted stairs. When we got to the bottom, my feet hit the floor as usual. I turned to ask him something and he wasn't there. He wasn't freaking there. I totally froze for a second and looked up the stairs, and there he was, on the top step, pale and shaking. Asked him what the frick just happened and he kept saying, "I don't know, I don't know, I was behind you and before I hit the bottom, the next step took me back upstairs." We are very freaked out. Didn't say crap to our girl as she is already leery of this stuff, although he and I are somewhat used to it. I am trying to get the courage to leave my laptop recording audio overnight because there definitely is something weird happening. I was just talking to my partner about the jump while we were cleaning our bedroom, and the second he made a joke about spooks, a pop in our bedroom door and bathroom door just slammed shut one after the other. I'm chalking it up to our bedroom window being open a crack. I don't want to think of alternatives. Further update, to the people messaging me saying my relationship is yikes and to join certain subs, female dating strategy, I appreciate the concern. To the other idiot who messaged calling my partner a sexual deviant, kindly relax and focus in your own relationship, if you have one. We are together 11 years. I'm second mom to the kids. Not every relationship with an age gap is abusive. Not every relationship with an age gap is coercive. I love him and the kids more than anything, and I would do anything for my family. So please, I appreciate the concern, but don't assume he is abusive or that I was groomed, as one lovely person messaged. And finally, to the person who asked me why I would want to be fake mom to his kids, I'm sorry that's how you view my life from this one small snippet I posted, and I hope you are content in your own life. I felt myself die in another timeline. My mom and I were on the highway driving home, and there was a semi-truck in the lane next to us. Suddenly the semi swerved into our lane. Luckily my mom was able to get out of the way before it hit us, but soon after I began feeling strangely. The entire right side of my face felt hot and sticky, I tasted blood, and smelled a very pungent scent of gasoline. Then my head and right arm started to ache really badly, and I couldn't feel my legs. Just as soon as the pain started to worsen, it went away, replaced with a cold eerie chill. I told my mom about this and she couldn't come up with an explanation. I think I was feeling the pain in another timeline where my mom wasn't able to avoid that semi. I think I died in early July. Do you guys know the whole theory about how when people die in one timeline, they shift into another? I think that may have happened to me. Back in early July of this year, my family, M45, F54, Me19, B16, S13, were going on a road trip to Montana to visit our grandparents. Prior to the trip, I had a horrible, horrible feeling about going. I kept having flashes of car accidents in my head, and I was sure that we were going to get in one if we left. It was so strange, because I have a pretty severe anxiety disorder, but this didn't feel like my anxiety at all, and I never have anxiety about road trips. I love them. So we left Saturday of that week. I had told my parents I had a bad feeling about driving up there, but they dismissed me as being anxious. But I had never felt so certain about something in my life. Getting into that car felt like signing my death sentence. So we get about 6 hours in, and at this point, I start to think I was being ridiculous, and a wave of calmness just washes over me. This is where crap gets strange. My dad passes an underpass and everything just shifts. I feel like I saw everything in slow motion for a whole 4 or so minutes. My parents were joking beforehand, but their faces moved so slowly, and then the light in the car started to shift. This was the scary part because I thought I must have been going insane. For a few seconds, there was a huge illumination of light into our car, and I looked at my family, and could not tell who they were or what they meant to me. And then it's like everything just came back. The light shifted back, and I knew who everyone was, but it felt like something imperceptible had changed. I closed my eyes and tried to make sense of the past few minutes, and when I reached back to remember, I saw blood, our car and another minivan in shambles on the side of the highway right beyond the underpass, and mangled bodies. I remembered sensations I should not have known, what spattered brain matter looks like, the smell of something burning, the way I couldn't breathe. But this never happened, yet I remember that the car in front of us had switched lanes even though there was a truck in front of us, realized it at the last second, and hit us with a lateral impact. I have no history of psychosis, and I have never been in any sort of car accident. This wasn't PTSD, and I have never had anxiety over being in the car in any sort of way prior to this. And maybe I could have just brushed it off, but I still think about it when I'm driving in my own car, and it's made me a more cautious driver. I don't know what happened, it was just a weird situation, and I remember having the distinct feeling in that moment that I had died in some sense. I am not a spiritually sensitive person by any means, I am a scientist at heart, but this truly was something I cannot explain, and I fully accept that I might be reading too much into this, and for some reason, I imagined an event that never happened, but I thought I would share anyway. Meeting our son, before he was born, corner. So, this happened about 7 or 8 years ago. My husband and I were laying in the bed one night, watching television. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw a child in the doorway of our bedroom. Thinking it was our only child at the time, I tapped my hubby and said, "Hey, SHHHHB look, but I think Connor is going to try to scare us." He turns and looks and this child walked into our room. I can't explain it. BC, it was one of those moments that seemed somehow different. We watched in silence, soon realizing that this child was not our son. He toddles in, head slightly tilted back, curls bouncing and diaper squish squishing as he goes to the end of our bed. We see his head go down, like he was crouching, and when we got up to look he was gone. I looked at Chris, my husband, and said, "Did we just see a ghost then?" Almost as an afterthought, I said, "Well, we know if we have another baby, and he has curls, that he was here before he was born." We both laugh. BC, we were not trying for another baby at the time. Fascinated, we go to check on our son, and he was fast asleep. A few months later, I'm pregnant. Surprise. So fast forward and our new baby, Liam, is 2. He toddles in the room, head tilted slightly back and curls bouncing, and it hit me like a bucket of ice water. Holy crap, this is the baby that came to visit us. I mean, there is absolutely no doubt in my mind. Now, on top of that, whenever Liam is staying the night elsewhere, like with my parents, he comes to visit me in my sleep. For example, one time he came and just smiled at me while I was taking a nap. He was in a little red shirt, and his hair was cut short. He left with it long. The next day I go to pick the kiddos up from mom, and lo and behold, his hair is freshly shorn and he is wearing a little red shirt. I asked my mom, "Did he wear this yesterday?" and she replies, "Oh, yeah he did, but he insisted on wearing it today, so he is." So, I look at him and say, "Did you go see mama yesterday?" In mama's dreams he just looked at me. He was 4, all big blue eyes and serious, and nodded his head. So that's my glitch in the matrix story. One of many, but the most profound. Our son, I guess, travels astral, and even stopped to see us before he was born. I would know those curls anywhere. The fact that my husband witnessed it with me makes it even more weird, but utterly fascinating. Creepiest thing I have ever experienced. If I told you what I saw last night, you would not believe me. Like, I can't even wrap my head around it. Scariest crap I've ever experienced. I can't even talk about it without sounding crazy, so here it goes. I went to do laundry around 2 a.m. with my oldest son. After we put the laundry in, we went to a McDonald's drive-thru to get something to drink. The drive-thru was packed with about 5 or 6 cars ahead of us. I noticed none of the cars were moving forward and it had been like 5 minutes already waiting. So I decided to go around the car in front of me to the next drive-thru lane. McDonald's has 2 lanes. As I'm pulling around them, I look to their car to see why they are not moving, and I kid you not, both people, driver and passenger, looked dead. Heads tilted all the way back, eyes shut, not moving dead. I freaked out and tried to pull out of the drive-thru entirely, going around the other cars just to get out of there, and I kid you not, the next car I passed, all the passengers, all singers, I panicked thinking maybe they were all shot or someone killed them all, so I freaking hit the gas and got the frick out of there. I couldn't fathom what happened or barely speak. I was hyperventilating. So my son called 911 and told them what happened, and they sent an officer to check. A few minutes later the cop called us back, said everything was fine at McDonald's. Mind you, my son saw it too. We both saw the car in front of us, the people looked dead. This crap was terrifying, it literally looked like one of those rapture movies or end of the world type of crap. Needless to say, I can't wrap my head around what we saw or why. I'm still scared over it. I know I'm not crazy because my son saw it too, but it feels crazy to even say it. Anyways, yes, scariest crap ever. My friend messaged me and said she thinks we experienced a glitch, and this is so new to me, I had never heard of glitches even being a thing, but I am super freaked out and would love your thoughts because I have severe anxiety and I feel so crazy now. I saw him in 20 years. My partner and I were getting in bed the other night. He was getting in on his side, and he stopped and sat on the edge for a second. He looked over at me and simply smiled, very lovingly. For whatever reason, there was a very quick shift, and as I was looking at him, like a flash, he morphed into an older version of himself. His face had matured, but was still absolutely him. His hair was a little longer and graying. Even his corrective lenses has changed but were a similar style. It was only a millisecond, but it was so real. He was smiling at me, and I saw him 20 years from now, in a similar moment. My heart almost skipped a beat and he could tell I was suddenly shaken up, but I waved it off. I don't smoke, or do hallucinogens, and I don't drink. I am on medications, but for anxiety, I cannot explain what happened, but I swear, I saw him. My daughter and I both witnessed and talked to my husband in our house, while he was at work. My husband recently took an overnight.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Job to help us out during COVID. He's only been there about 2 weeks and works evenings overnights, 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. Last night was no different. He left home around 8:15 p.m. Our daughter, age 11, and I decided to make it a movie night. Around 11 p.m., I heard keys in my back door and the usual sounds my husband makes when he comes home. I creep out to the kitchen to make sure it was him, and it was. He told me he needed to grab his knee compression sleeve, walks down the hall, says hi to our daughter as he passes the living room, and goes upstairs. He came back down, gave me a kiss and left again. We finished our movie and went to bed. In the morning when he got home, I made a joking comment about him forgetting his knee sleeve. He was genuinely confused, as I recalled the previous night. Our daughter confirmed everything I said and he still was acting confused. I pulled up our security motion camera on my phone to show him when he popped in quick. But there was no footage from the night before, or any other night, of him coming home after he's left for work. My daughter and I both heard him, saw him, and I touched him. But he was never home during that time. Nothing else out of the ordinary happened that night. We seriously have no idea what happened. My eyesight corrected itself until I realized I wasn't wearing my glasses. For a bit of context, my eyesight is horrible. Even half a foot in front of my face is nothing but blurry color. Yesterday my mom and brother picked me up to go to an appointment. I was running a little late, so didn't have time to put my contacts in, do my makeup, and was getting ready on the drive. So while mom was driving, I was in the passenger seat with the mirror down. I took off my glasses to apply my eyeshadow. My brother, who was sitting behind me, asked me a question and I turned to look back at him. When I turned my head back around, I quickly finished my eyeshadow and shut the mirror. I was looking out my window at the farmland just off the road and thinking how beautiful it was when I suddenly realized that I hadn't put my glasses back on. They were sitting on the dashboard. As soon as I had the realization, my perfect vision went back to being just blurred colors. It was instant, like flipping a switch on my sight. It was so shocking that I yelled, "Holy crap!" My outburst startled my mom and brother, so I told them what had just happened and they said they believed me but couldn't think of a rational reason for it. We tried to figure it out for the rest of the drive but honestly couldn't. TBH, if there's some secret to magically fixing my eyesight that I accidentally stumbled upon, then I wish I could find it again. My dog saw the same glitch I did. This is only a small thing, but it still confuses the heck out of me and I can't think of any explanation. I was playing fetch with my dog in my living room. I threw the ball, she'd bring it back, you get it. My dog dropped the ball on my foot and waited whilst I leant down to pick it up, but then I blinked and it was gone. I quickly checked under the sofa, thinking she'd nudged it under there or I'd accidentally kicked it, but it was nowhere to be seen. My dog was still staring at the spot where she dropped it and when it disappeared she looked just as confused as I was and jumped round looking for it. I scoured the whole room, which wasn't very big, and eventually found it on the opposite side of the room in the middle of the floor. Even after I'd looked everywhere, we only had this one particular ball at the time, so we couldn't have mistaken it for another one. Not particularly exciting, but I can't think of any explanation. My dog was just happy to have her ball back at least. I was still talking to my friend on the phone when she texted me the line dropped, "Call me back ASAP." So this event happened on the 7th of October 2019 at 5:46 PM and I'll briefly try to describe it. I was on my way to running some errands, riding in my car while on the phone with this friend. I remember the weather being super weird, cloudy but hot. I don't really know how to describe it, but it felt like the air had some kind of heaviness to it. While I was talking to her, she said a few sentences to which I replied in agreement. Suddenly she starts saying the same exact sentences she just said 30 seconds earlier, only in a different tone and pace. It really sounded like she was repeating herself and not like the actual voice glitched and repeated, which is what made it even creepier. So at this point everything became fuzzy and weird, almost as if I lost sense of time. In the meantime I heard my messages ringtone going off a few times through the earpiece but I decided to check them out later on. So I go on and tell her I'm pretty sure that she already said to me all of those things, and the most unsettling thing is that her voice would stop whenever I tried telling her, as if she was actually listening, but would continue on as soon as I'd go silent, without saying anything regarding the fact she was repeating herself over and over. It was like talking to someone who was purposely trying not to answer. It felt incredibly odd, especially considering each sentence was slightly different than the previous one but the meaning kept on being the same. That's when I lost her completely. The line gets cut off and I go check the messages I received earlier. Turns out they were actually from her. Two of them were missed calls and the last one said I should call her back as soon as I could. I was still actively talking to her while at the same time she was asking me to call her back. Definitely one of the most bizarre things that's ever happened to me. I think there's a glitch in the Matrix. The strangest thing happened yesterday. Insane. Yesterday I decided to drive to the mall. The one I go to is massive. It's circular, you can drive around it. It has a massive car park on one side. So all seems normal on my way to the mall with my girlfriend, who is still in shock as MITBH we haven't really spoke about it since. So as we get there it looks really quiet, there's about 10 cars there. So I'm questioning whether or not it's open, which is really weird, so we drive around the other side just to see what is going on, and there's a few people about and a few cars but nothing. So we decided to go round back to the first side where we normally park, and our plan is to walk to the entrance and see what's up. This is where it gets weird. As we pull up around to the other side again, the whole car park is full. There's literally people walking about everywhere. People sat outside having coffee. There was even two ambulances. So very, very weird. Me and my girlfriend were unbelievably shocked. We were speechless. We literally sat in the car for 10 minutes just trying to get our heads around it, and I haven't felt right since TBH. The time difference for driving round was about 2 minutes. It would have been physically impossible for all them cars and people to get there and all be empty. What happened? I would love to hear your thoughts. It might help me feel like I've gone a bit crazy. I was suddenly much taller than normal. This happened a few days ago. My husband and I were at home. Neither of us were intoxicated etc. Just a normal evening. For reference, I'm 5 feet 8 inches and my husband is 5 feet 7 inches. We've been together for years and know very well what the other looks like head on. I had gone to the kitchen to make a sandwich, and something felt off. I wasn't sure what until my husband asked if I was taller than usual. I was flat-footed and barefoot, but realized my viewpoint was as if I was on my tiptoes. I could see the top of the fridge, and my hips were above the kitchen counter. I turned to face my husband and he seemed much shorter to me than usual. Our eyes are usually pretty close to even, but they seemed much lower than mine. He says he felt like his height didn't change at all, just mine. Understandably, we were both freaked out and were wandering around our apartment trying to figure out what was going on. Suddenly, everything felt right again and I returned to the kitchen. I could no longer see the top of the fridge and the counter was back even with my hips. My husband returned, and both of us looked right again to the other. It was like once we couldn't see each other anymore, it fixed itself. I've heard of Alice in Wonderland syndrome before, but for it to happen where someone else can see it seems impossible. Has anyone else experienced anything like this or had any ideas? I met my future self, maybe? Backstory. This is important later. For about 9 months or so I was planning to move to California last September. Plans fell through due to financial reasons and other opportunities had come my way. This happened to me while I was at work closing, so I was completely alone. A customer came in, he was maybe in his early 60s. I'm 21. I wouldn't say he looked like me, but he was definitely dressed similar to me, and that's how I'd expect myself to dress at that age. Kinda old man surfy SoCal vibes. But this guy says, man, I need some caffeine. I know it's late, but I've been consuming that stuff daily since I was a little kid. I told him me too. Since I was about 8 I started drinking coffee, which is a fact about me. This guy continues to talk about how he loves the music I was playing in the store, etc. Then out of the blue this guy says, so I have to ask, why do you choose not to move to California? I did not mention California to this man at all. I have never met this man. I don't know who he is or how he knew. None of my co-workers, or really anyone beside my family, knew about my plans for California. I served him his drink, and as he walked out he said, you'll go, maybe not now, but you love that place. Again, I never spoke about California to him, but he knew I was planning to move there and he knew I loved that place. He walked out and I have not seen him since. I asked my parents and anyone who knew about my plans if they had told anyone, more specifically an older man. They all said no per my request to keep it on the down low. To this day I am still in awe. My friend seems to have just disappeared from the face of the earth, and I don't mean went missing, just disappeared with nobody recalling her ever existing. So 2 years ago I went on vacation to Spain. It was a package tour for teens. I befriended a guy and a girl there, who were a few rooms away from me in the hotel. Since we were over 18 we were allowed to hang out alone outside of the hotel, and so we practically spent the whole trip just walking around town and drinking together. I clearly remember adding the girl, let's name her X, on Facebook and talking to her on Messenger. Since that's how the three of us were planning our days, I even started a group conversation with X and that boy, let's name him Y. Fast forward to today, it was her birthday so I wanted to wish her happy birthday on Messenger, and she just wasn't in my contacts. I thought maybe she unfriended me because of my copious amount of shitpost, but looking her up on Facebook didn't bring up anything. I decided to ask Y whether he'd heard from her recently and he said he never met that girl. I looked through all the people me and X both added on FB during our trip, and even asked some of them about her. Nobody seems to recall meeting X. Y claims we were hanging out with another girl, who I do know and spoke to on the trip, but never hung out with. I don't know what to make of it and I'm kinda freaking out. I'm thinking maybe my mental health is much worse than I thought, but honestly, there's a huge difference between mild seasonal depression and hallucinating a person for 2 weeks straight. I remember a family member committing suicide, but he is now alive. Hey, this is my first post on Reddit. I recently discovered this sub and as I have been reading stories, I realize that this is a great place to post this story. If I am wrong, please remove it. Back in the early 2000s, I remember vividly my mom telling me that my cousin Jay had shot and killed himself. I remember it being a big deal because he had a few kids and they were concerned if the mothers would still let my aunt and uncle see them. He has three baby mamas. We all talked about how bad we felt for his kids. Fast forward to a year ago, I got a call from my mom. She starts telling me all about how Jay was engaged and getting married. She wanted to take my kids to get a dress. I was so confused. I kept thinking to myself, I thought he died. I just kind of went with it so I didn't sound like a complete jerk and delusional. But I was going through some mental confusion badly. I remember he died. After that call, all of a sudden Jay is around all of the time. At family gatherings, etc. I never said anything to anyone, but I have been horribly weirded out by this memory. He hasn't been around at all since I remember he died. I hadn't seen him or heard his name for 15 or more years. All of a sudden, he is just there, alive. I seem to be the only one who is confused. I finally said something to my mom last night after reading stories here and deciding I should see if anyone else has this memory. She had no idea what I was talking about and now probably thinks her daughter is losing her mind. This is really bothering me and I can't understand why I have this memory and he is just around now. It is very creepy to me. Someone I know died years ago, but apparently he's still alive. Okay, I'm still confused about this. First, some background information for context. I'm 28 years old. 2 days ago I was sitting on the couch with my girlfriend, for 10 years, and her best friend, F. We went to some same high school, so we were talking about memories and classmates from that time, like what happened with them career-wise, love life, etc. So we started talking about my ex-girlfriend. She was friends with my GF's best friend. Suddenly I remembered ex-GF's cousin, 27YOATM, whom had a short fling with GF's best friend at that time. I had this strange feeling of dread, like, oh dang, I forgot he passed away like 6 years ago. So before I started talking about him, I looked him up on Facebook. Turns out he's alive and kicking. Thank God. So my brain made a mistake, but for the good. He looks happy, has a boyfriend now and he's alive. So I start laughing and told my GF and her friend, wow, I had this weird feeling that guy's name had died, but I'm so glad I was wrong. So my girlfriend looks at me with shock and says, no, you're not wrong. He died years ago. So I'm flabbergasted. I show my GF his Facebook page, with an update or photo uploaded every month for the past years, and recent stuff, not in memory of. Her jaw drops to the floor. GF's best friend doesn't really react to it, not confirming nor denying it. So my girlfriend says, I remember his Facebook said in memory of, he was passed away due to illness and friends and family replied with grief and sadness. We were at your mom's house when we found out. My brother's name, and her brother's name, were there too. Call them, and ask if they remember. So I called my brother first. Hey bro, do you remember guy's name? He replied, yeah sure, that tall cousin of XGF. What's up with him? So I answered his question with a question. Do you remember something weird about him? You mean that he died a few years ago? I lost my crap. Told my brother he was still alive, and my brother was very sure it happened. I even came with the suggestion that maybe we got two guys mixed up. My brother said, nope, 100% sure it's him. Would be a crazy coincidence if we all had the same minfucking going on. Right. He was right. So I called my GF's brother, my best friend. Do you remember guy's name? So he replied, yeah, of course, the giant. So I said, remember something odd about him? He replied, yeah, I remember it turned out he was attracted to men. So I said, oh, okay, that's it, comma, and he died a few years back. Cancer, right, he added. So I said, surprise, he didn't. Best friend starts to laugh manically, yeah, he freaking did, but he didn't. So my GF, my brother, my best friend and I can all recall the moment we found out. My best friend suggested that maybe it was some kind of sick joke, but we all remember that his family replied on his Facebook with great sadness. Or maybe it was some kind of symbolic death, that he was reborn, but it didn't make sense. He already came out before this news, and again, friends and family replied with grief. Okay, here comes the second twist. Coincidence or not, this whole situation took place in 1 hour. So I go back on Facebook, see a message that someone else died that I knew from back then. Young guy, 27 years old, passed away about an hour ago. Like stories and signals got mixed up. I can't wrap my head around this whole situation. Seriously, what happened? Update. Dang guys, a lot of theories over here, ranging from innocent digital mistakes to insane scary possibilities about sick people pulling sick pranks or faking their own death, and even interdimensional theories, which intrigue me a lot. Time to get the point. No reaction yet. Too bad I can't even see if he read it or not, because we're not Facebook friends anymore. I can't recall when his update stopped popping up. That makes this crap extra weird. I didn't delete him from Facebook, and the last thing I remember seeing from him was the post that was about his death. If something popped up after that post, I would have been aware of him being alive before this weird situation. I can still see his public posts though, and scrolled back to when he died. Estimated, not sure when this exactly was, nothing out of the ordinary. I saw a lot recent pictures with him and his BF. You can see them both getting older, so these aren't old snaps. I'm starting to feel like a creep investigating this guy, so I'm letting this rest until I get a reaction. If he does react, I'll report back first thing. I don't even know if this is the case, but I'm assuming I won't be able to see if he has read my message or not. Update 2. 20th of May. He messaged me back, guys. We talked a bit about our lives in the past few years. He's doing great. He still is a cohesive person with no signs of mental illness whatsoever. I told him that I remembered the day I went on Facebook and I saw messages that he passed away, that me and my family were in shock. He says that he has used Facebook very frequently for years and he never has seen anything like that, nor has he heard about it. Maybe you guys confused me with someone else. No dude, we're all sure we didn't. He has no answers and now I just laughed it off, so he wouldn't be creeped the frick out. He probably is though. So guys, I'm sorry that there is no resolution to this story. The show is over. He isn't insane. He's alive. He's never been hacked. Facebook never killed him off digitally. His friends didn't frick him over. It never happened. I'm off to pick up my girlfriend, best friend and my brother. Time to get a checkup at the psychiatrist. Maybe we'll get a group discount. Jeans I lost a year or so ago suddenly turned up at a consignment store 1,500 miles away with more weird details. Today I was selling some clothes I don't need anymore at a popular teens consignment store called Plato's Closet. I've never sold with them before, which is important. I was browsing while they were sorting through my clothes and found a very distinct pair of jeans that I lost track of a year or so ago. They're jeans that I distressed by hand and had a now former friend patch with Galaxy fabric, and she did a really crappy job at it and also added a semicolon decal, which are the two most identifying characteristics. I found a video of me distressing them and it was done in 2018. And when I moved to Idaho in 2019 for college, I lost them. I moved back to Texas in 2020. I didn't like them, so it wasn't a big deal. But now they're in this store that's 1,500 miles from where I lost them, and they've been there for 4 months max according to the associate, since they cycle things out every 2 seasons. More weird details. They somehow had my old home address in the system despite me never selling with them before, and yet they used to enter me in the system having my current address on it. This can't be explained with someone selling the jeans in my name. You have to have photo ID to sell with them, and when they scan the ID it brings up the info on your ID and nothing more. And to top it all off, here's my receipt and order number for the transaction. This has been a very weird and surreal experience for me. I met Emmy from the future and can't stop thinking about it. This is a story that haunts me daily. This happened in 1992. I had just graduated high school and was working in a warehouse. I kinda enjoyed it and settled thinking I will probably retire here. Yup, I had zero ambition. I was a sad, lazy, cringe-inducing shitbag. A new guy started. It's a warehouse with high turnover, so nothing unusual about new guys. And everyone asked if we were related because we looked alike. He was probably late 30s, early 40s, and I was 18 at the time, and he was fatter. He seemed to carry himself like me the way he walked and spoke. His second day we worked together on a wrapping station, and the first thing he said to me was, "You still have that Penthouse magazine under your mattress?" I did. Weird but totally normal for teen boys, I suppose. He then said, "I know everything about you. You are worried about never getting a girlfriend." I was floored, but I again thought it was a usual teenage thing. I mean, I wasn't the best looking guy, so I guess it wasn't a stretch to guess. Probably the start of bullying and the end of my job, as one thing I liked most about myself is that I have no problems fighting anyone anywhere anytime. No matter how big or how many, I was always down. I never won but could take a beating, and the person usually quit and never messed with me again. I asked him why he was saying all this crap, and he looked at me and his expression is seared into my mind and left an image I see daily. He said, "I am you." He then went on to tell me everything about myself. I mean, my deepest, darkest secrets that no one knows. Then he kept telling me more about myself. Then we went to lunch and were outside smoking, and yup, same brand Camel, wide regulars. Hard to find where I live, so I never seen anyone else smoking them. I asked him to be serious and how he knew all this crap. He said, "I already told you, Tom Thorke. Tom Thorke is a nickname only one person called me, and he was my dad's friend I barely saw. A crappy Jetta pulled into the parking lot and he said, 'That's our girl. She is a demon who is horrible to us.' I asked him why he is with her and he said, 'She is the best we could do. When she got out she was disgusting looking, I mean trailer trash would be too kind,' and she waddled her butt over to us. She said, 'Let's go.' Before he left he stared right into my soul and said, 'We deserve better, please go to college and stop being lazy and make something out of yourself.' Trailer park girl just kinda laughed like, 'Yeah right.' He left with her and I never saw him again. I think I ran into a younger version of her at a friend's house years later and he introduced me and said we should hook up. I said, 'Number.' I went to college and stopped being a pathetic lazy cringe fest. I accomplished everything I set out to do, as I always felt the need to not let him down. I know none of this makes sense. How can I explain something that I can barely understand myself? None of it makes sense whatsoever, like why would a future me get a job with me? He had to fill out a job application and have his references checked, right? Yes, I asked my manager, who was a pose, who just told me to mind my own dang business and focus on my job and to try to be less of a screw up. Has anyone had something like this happened to them? It's haunted me daily since. I am 48 and have not seen any time travel machines. Help me out here, maybe end this once and for all." My cat glitched. This just happened, and my heart is still beating like crazy. I was chilling on the couch, scrolling through Instagram, when I heard my cat jumping down from his bed. He usually wants to go outside after sleeping, so I looked at him and said, "You wanna go outside, buddy?" with my annoying cat voice. He just looked at me, not answering, like a normal cat. I was ready to go let him out, but looked back at my phone for just a second. That's when it hit me. I let him outside a few hours ago. I turned my head to look back at him in confusion, but he wasn't there. I went to the front door, and yep, he was outside and came running when I opened the door. I have no idea what just happened. Everyone disappeared and I feel like I'm going crazy. I really don't know where to start with this. I'm gonna try to give every single detail I remember. It happened this morning, so it's not like it was that long ago. I've been looking up things online basically all day trying to find some sort of solution to this, but I really truly feel that I'm losing my mind. I can't find anything. And believe me, I've looked. The closest thing I could find was a link to a post from like 3 years ago in this subreddit that really had nothing to do with my problem. But I'm gonna tell the story here in hopes that someone can tell me what the heck happened. I don't really have a history of any prior mental health issues. I had ADHD as a kid and went through a small cycle of depression years back, but that's about it. I've always been a late riser. This whole corona situation has me working from home, so that allows me basically a sleep schedule of my choosing. When I woke up this morning, it was probably closer to noon. The family wasn't home. This isn't strange, as most of the time the old lady and the kids are off doing their own thing by the time I wake up. But when I went to go make a bagel, I saw that the back door was open. I thought maybe she had taken the kids out back to play. So I went to look, but nobody was there. I kinda scoffed at her under my breath for leaving the door open. The bugs are pretty bad, and closed it. But immediately after turning around after closing the door, I saw that across the living room the front door was open too. I could see through the wide open front door that both cars were in the driveway. So I went to go see if they were out front. Nope. This made me a bit nervous as both cars were in the driveway, and both doors were left wide open. I started assuming the worst. Across the street, I saw our neighbor's front door open as well. We are very close with our neighbors. The dad is a childhood friend of mine and the kids have known each other since they were born pretty much. So I just walked over and went in the front door, thinking my family was probably over there. Nope, not a dang trace. Obviously at this point I started getting panicked. I couldn't find my family. All my doors were open. And my neighbor's house was in the same exact state. All of their cars were parked as well. I went to walk back across the street to get my phone, and I noticed the house next to mine had their front door wide open too, and the one on the house on the other side. This is when I lost my crap. I felt like I was in a goddamn horror movie or something. I looked down the street and every single front door I could see was open and not a dang soul could be found. I went back inside into my room to get my phone that was charging from the night prior, and as soon as I pull it off the charger and unlock it, I hear the front door open and my wife and kids' muffled voices. I sprint to the kitchen to find my wife with bags of groceries in her hands. She just tells me to help her unload them. I ask her where the heck her and the kids have been, and how they even went anywhere without taking one of the cars. And she looks at me like I'm stupid. Tells me she took her car and she's been gone for like an hour. I explain to her the entire story, and she still just looks at me like I'm stupid. Asks me if I'm sure it wasn't a dream. I am positive I was not dreaming. Absolutely positive. She tells me she believes me and that we can look into it, but I could tell she really didn't. Who can blame her? Typing all this and going back to read it, I sound like a freaking lunatic. But I don't know where else to tell this story or anyone else who will really listen to me. I think I'm going crazy. The universe is listening. I was watching a Reddit video on YouTube today about glitches in the Matrix when I came across the story of a user that said their teacher had once told them that if you ask the universe for something, it will give it to you. This caught my attention because I had been looking for a very important set of papers for days and I just couldn't find them anywhere. I even hurt myself moving my couch in case they had fallen under it, but there was nothing. So, I stopped the video and watched my phone to see that it was around 3:50 PM, 10 minutes before my study group had a session. I wasn't even going to join them because I didn't have the papers to study from. So I thought might as well give it a try and ask the universe to guide me to the papers if it was my destiny to pass my college admission exam. I start walking around my room, and for some reason I open my closet, knowing that there's no way the papers could be there because I only keep clothes and nothing else in there. But then I look under a box of shoes and there was a freaking plastic bag with all my papers. Turns out my grandma had put them there weeks ago without telling me. In the end I got kind of spooked about it, but I was able to join my study group, so I'm kinda excited about it. Especially because I really want to get into that university and I took it as a signal that everything will be okay. If you've lost something, try it. A very weird spine-chilling call. Ghost or time slip phenomenon? Hi guys, I work in a call center as a customer service representative. This happened 3 years ago, but it still baffles my mind. Got a call from a customer complaining about his bill, and want to file a dispute. Usually bill disputes may take a while to be investigated, 5 business days. So I advise the customer named Mr. Joe that I will call him back after 5 business days and saved his telephone number for the scheduled follow-up. So I called him back with the same telephone number, and I spoke to a woman. Her name is Mary. I asked her if I can speak to Mr. Joe to give him the good news that his bill dispute has been resolved and he will get the right amount of credits. Mrs. Mary was shocked when I mentioned the name of Mr. Joe. She said that was her husband, but she was shocked because she just informed me that her husband Mr. Joe died 5 years ago. She admitted that she does have a bill dispute but doesn't have time to call because of her busy schedule. She thanked me about resolving the bill dispute even if she didn't call, but still baffled that her husband died 5 years ago, made a phone call to file a bill dispute. She also told me that her husband is the one who always follow up with the bills. Weird, right? I think there's a glitch in the matrix. I'm in the UK and my car radio picked up a station out of Nevada. Time didn't feel right and I still have the chills now. This was just a few hours ago. I cannot stop thinking about it. The whole experience was extremely strange. My 2-year-old daughter was meant to be having her weekly custody night with her dad last night. Taking kids between parents' houses is currently permitted under COVID-19 restrictions. Usually she's fine with him, but he rang me at 1:30 a.m. saying that she was coming down with something and was very anxious and screaming for me. He stated he'd given her medication and done everything he could think of to calm her, but she just wanted me. It was clear he wasn't doing well, so I asked if he wanted me to come get her and he said yes. He lives 10 miles away, so I wasn't very happy about having to go. But of course my daughter needed me, so I had a quick coffee and hopped in the car. A good portion of the route is pretty much on the motorway, highway, and I only remember seeing 2 cars on there as I got onto it, I presume key workers on a night shift. I usually get irritated by music in the car, but it was eerie and I also wanted to keep myself awake, so just put on a generic top 40 station that was playing ads. As I got to my junction, I remember suddenly jolting and having this weird feeling of weight. I'm here already. I remembered going onto the motorway and putting the radio on, and then suddenly it was time to pull off. Usually I'd have been on the motorway 10 minutes. You could just say that because nothing significant happened and I was tired. My brain just saw no reason to log the journey. But around halfway between my 2 junctions there is a huge sewage plant right next to the motorway and you can always smell it very strongly even if the windows are up. Usually on this route I know when I'm approaching it and hold my breath. Seemingly last night though I just went past it without acknowledging it. Get to my ex's soon after and pick up my daughter. I have a coffee in his kitchen while he gets her stuff ready because I'm worried I'm too tired to drive safely and I'm regretting my decision to come and get her. My daughter is a lot calmer by the time I got there but still very clingy towards me. We set off again. My daughter quickly fell asleep in the back and I had the radio on a low sound, but still intelligible. As I pulled onto the motorway again, the radio started going glitchy and static. I just kind of left it as it was, expecting it to pick up again soon. Suddenly it starts blaring Nirvana, and weirdly loudly as well. Obviously a top 40 station wouldn't be playing Nirvana in 2020, so I assumed it was just interference and a rock station had took over. Bit weird, but it happens. I kept it playing and didn't give it much thought, until the song ends and suddenly starts telling me the latest news headlines in Reno, Nevada. Some random American city I've never heard of. It definitely wasn't a UK-based station for Americans in the UK or something like that. It was telling me local news and the, clearly American, presenter then started on a tangent about some event that had been cancelled in the city due to COVID-19 and how disappointed his wife and kids were about it. I was dumbfounded and just carried on listening, wondering how the frick this was possible and when it was going to cut out. Eventually I did. Just as I was about to pull off the motorway again, it must have been on at least 5 minutes. After it cut out, the local top 40 came back pretty instantly. I've been a home few hours ago and my daughter has thankfully slept well. I haven't. I read online radio stations can travel further at night and bounce off the atmosphere. But freaking Nevada? Why would I be hearing that in Stockport, England? Perhaps if it was a station in on the US East Coast, it might have made a slight bit more sense. That way it would only have had to jump across the Atlantic and not the entire continental US as well. That, along with the weird time lapse, has definitely given me the feeling the atmosphere was not right on that motorway. I cannot stop thinking about it. Check your DNA. This happened to me back in 2013. My youngest brother had suddenly passed away, and it was pretty recent. This was on a Saturday, about a week after his passing. When he died, his cause of death was ruled a pulmonary thromboembolism. My mom had died of exactly the same cause in 2009. Also unexpected death. After my brother's passing, I started to get a strong feeling that maybe these two deaths were somehow related and their cause of death were not a coincidence. I told this to one or two people, but neither paid much attention to what I said. So anyway, that Saturday I woke up quite early for me, and for a Saturday, around 7:30 a.m., I was uneasy. Back then I owned an iPhone, and as I decided I would get up and stop tossing and turning in my bed, I did what I do every day. I grabbed my phone to check the time, messages, etc. At the very top of the phone, where the battery level, internet and mobile service are indicated and which BTW are always still, as in those indicators do not move, I clearly saw the following message: check your DNA. I was really surprised, to say the least. I touched that part of the screen, blinked, and yes, the message was gone. Oh well, I must have imagined it, I thought, but still, something seemed off. I went to the kitchen and I received a WhatsApp from a childhood friend who I hadn't had contact with for over 20 years. The message said, "Hi, I just heard about your brother and your mother's passing. I'm really sorry for your loss, but I do not think these deaths are coincidental, and I would like to run some DNA tests on you." I was floored. Could this have been a strange coincidence? A glitch in the matrix? A hallucination? I have never made this story public until now. I watched a kid disappear off the face of the earth for 10 minutes and then respawn. When I was a teenager, I worked as a lifeguard in a water park. We had 5 water slides that started from this one tower and ended at a single pool that was line of sight. But with the layout of the park, it was a few minute walk from the slide pool to the top of the slides again. One lifeguard sat at the top of the tower and another would be at the pool at the bottom. So we would signal to each other if someone was messing around on the way down, or if we needed to pause the line for any reason. With the layout of the park, you could not just see the slide pool, but see the entire park from the top of the slide tower. You could even see someone as they walked the entire few minute path from the slide pool up the slide tower again. The last 2 hours of the day were always really slow on the slides, so I would frequently skip my breaks to sit on top and twiddle my thumbs for the remainder of my shift. Anyways, it's about 30 minutes before closing, and I'm doing my thing chilling on the top of the slides. Only 2 kids, a boy and a girl, were going down the slides and coming back up, since there was no line at this point. As I said, it was a long walk, so the boy would come up and go. Then about 2 minutes later the girl would come up and go. 2 minutes later the boy again, etc. Well, the boy comes back up, and he goes down slide 2. Slide 2 is completely enclosed, very fast, under 20 second ride, and has about a 24 inches diameter. I'm bored, so I lean over the rails, watching the bottom, and never see the boy come out of the slide. A minute later, the girl comes up, and she says she wants to go down slide 2. I tell her to wait a minute, and have her wait while I watch for the boy to come out. He never does. After a solid 2 minutes from me sending him down, keep in mind, it's a fully enclosed 20 second ride, I radio the guard at the bottom and ask if the boy came out. The guard says he never did. Then I scan over the entire park. There's maybe 20 people in the park at this time of day, and I don't see the boy anywhere. At this point, I'm getting confused, but chalk it up to the boy coming down, jumping out the side of the pool, and going to the nearby bathroom. After finally concluding I must be crazy, I send the girl down slide 2. Sure enough, 20 seconds later the girl comes out of the slide and runs off. No issue. A few minutes later, the girl comes back up, goes down slide 2 again, and comes right back out 20 seconds later. So, I go back to waiting for the next person to come up the slide tower, when all of the sudden, the boy comes out of the bottom of slide 2. It had been at least 10 minutes since I had sent him down, and the girl had gone through that slide as normal 2 times in those 10 minutes. To this day, I can't figure out what happened. Like I said, slide 2 is fast, narrow, and fully enclosed. There's no way to stop yourself on the way down. Trust me, I've tried. And even if he did manage to stop himself, there is no way that girl could have passed by him at all, let alone unimpeded in the normal 20 seconds. This boy just disappeared off the face of the earth for 10 minutes and respawned in the middle of slide 2 like nothing happened. I've gone over it in my head many times, and to this day have no clue what happened to that boy for 10 minutes. Am I actually dead? I believe I was killed in a car wreck in 2001. I recall the moment of death when my neck broke. I was not wearing a seatbelt and my face hit the area right where the windshield meets the roof. My head, back of my head, touched my back and my neck broke, I think. But in this reality I walked away from the wreck, but everything has seemed off ever since. Like a burn in the top of your mouth that you can't quit plunging your tongue into. It just aggravates my mind. The oddities never stop to remind me that I died. That my consciousness transcended through the multiverse to this reality, but I knew what is happening. It started with just odd things until I came to this conclusion. As we are spread across this multiverse, every choice creating a new dimensional existence, do we all share a consciousness on some level? In the rare occasion does the consciousness in one reality pick up on what happened in a neighboring closer reality? I'm starting to ramble and I've got to clear my head as it's starting to hurt. But ask yourself if the little random oddities in your life are not so random and are actually clues to the truth. The Everett model is correct. Every choice causes another reality to open up and they are infinite. Pray your mind doesn't get spread across multiple realities or you'll eventually end up like me, one domino away from insanity. My boyfriend and I heard my voice saying his name. It was not me. Okay, I have to say that I'm very skeptical about paranormal stuff and such. But this specific incident got me thinking about parallel universes, other dimensions, etc. It happened a half of the year ago, I think. My boyfriend and I were chilling after work. We lived together in a small flat. It was already after midnight. I was laying on the bed. My boyfriend, let's call him James, was standing near the bed, where the phone charger was. I remember I said something. He answered. And right after this, like, not a single second passed. I looked at him and heard him saying his name in my voice, without his mouth moving. Something like James, very casually. I remember thinking, why would he call himself? Then he freaking turned around and then back, asking, did you call me? It was too obvious who, I swear, heard the same voice, my voice, calling his name, and it was coming from somewhere in the air. I don't know. This is so far the weirdest crap I've ever witnessed. Experienced a car crash this morning that didn't actually happen, so I don't really know how to explain this or if it even fits on this sub or even what actually happened if I'm being honest, but regardless I will try to relay the story. I was driving to work this morning and I'm coming up a side street that connects to a very busy road in my area. It's the main road that stretches through like 20 towns. I get to the red light at this main road and sit there for about 15 seconds before seeing a car pull up behind me. As the car comes to a complete stop behind me, my eyes drift from the rearview mirror to the stoplight in front of me. It was red still. I then looked down to my radio clock and it says 7:36, and this is going to sound strange, but for a period of time that seemed to stretch on until infinity, I kind of felt like this intense pressure all around me. Like I was zoned out and couldn't clear my head or move my body because I was obsessed with the numbers I was seeing. Like I was in a trance or something and it wasn't silent around me but it was at the same 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 was at the same. I couldn't move but I also wasn't trying to move. Almost like I was paralyzed with fear and knew I was frozen but couldn't really process it or try to move. IDK. I really can't explain it. Even now it's so confusing to me. After who knows how long of being stuck in this trance, suddenly everything snaps back to normal. Instantly, the very first thing I register is that the person behind me is laying on their horn. I look up and see the light is green. I begin to drive forward, feeling completely 100% normal again, and once I get into the middle of the intersection, I sense this large presence to the right, correction, left of me. I turned my head to look out my driver's side window just in time to see a huge truck coming right at me. It hits me and I could feel my body break. I felt and heard so many of my bones get absolutely crushed. Suddenly I'm upside down in my car, in so much pain I can hardly breathe, covered in glass, and I can hear someone screaming. The last thing I remember before I passed out about 10 seconds later was seeing cop lights and distinctly thinking to myself, wow, how did they get here so fast? This is important. The next thing I remember, I open my eyes and I'm sitting in my car at the red light. The intense pain I felt a moment ago is fading fast, but it's still there. Only almost like a ghost version of itself, if that makes sense. I'm intensely confused at this point and I start looking around in a panicky way, and my eyes trail across the clock again. It says 7:36 and I'm beyond confused. I know it wasn't a daydream. It was so goddang real. I'm frozen in place staring at the clock trying to figure out what the frick just happened. After about 5-10 seconds, I hear the person behind me start to beep at me, but I'm shaking and about to cry and so overwhelmed with leftover fear that I can't even react to it. They start to lay on their horn and I still can't move because I'm just so confused and frightened. Now at this point I was starting to calm myself down and trying to rationalize what happened. I was beginning to convince myself that it had to have just been a daydream. It was early enough and I was tired enough that I even started to think I just nodded off at the red light and dreamed the crash. What the heck else could have happened, right? If it weren't for what happened next, I probably would have been able to go the rest of my life believing I had fallen asleep and dreamed it. The moment the clock turned 7:37, like the very second the numbers changed, a huge truck comes barreling through the light, definitely speeding. They ran their red light and crossed right in front of my car. A few seconds later, a cop, who must have just been driving behind the truck in the first place, runs the red light as well, turning on his lights in the process and beginning to pursue the speeding truck. They both drove out of my view within a few seconds. I was so shaken I just pulled my car to the side of the road right where I was and sat there in silence for I don't even know how long. Like, what normal explanation could I possibly come up with for this? There isn't one. I hadn't seen the truck or the cop car before they ran the light in front of me. So how did the dream crash I had include those very specific and very real details? The entire area I live in is covered in trees, so it's not like I can see very far down the road in either direction. I know for a fact I did not see the truck or the cop car before I experienced the crash. I'm still so shaken. How do I rationalize this experience to myself? I feel disillusioned by something, but I don't even know what. I feel like I'm going crazy. I needed to share this with people who won't automatically dismiss this as a hallucination or a dream. Randonautica glitch. So my son used the Randonautica app a few weeks ago. He wanted to find something new, something he's never seen before. The app gave him coordinates to a neighborhood really close to ours. He said when he rode his bike there, there was a street that he's never seen before. He said all the houses were one level and every single house had someone outside in their front yard working in the yard or just hanging out, and they all said hi to him as he rode by. Every single person said hi. It was like the Truman Show. He said the neighborhood street went on forever, like no end in sight to where the road ended. He decided to turn around and go home. The next day he took us back to where he went. We went to the same place, but he said it looked totally different than when he went there the day before. None of the houses were one level like when he saw them before. They were all two stories now. Nothing looked the same. It wasn't even a long road, it was all different subdivisions now. 50 years in 5 seconds. Disclaimer. Metric system. M equals meters. Yesterday, I was swimming at my local lake. I put my stuff near the water and went in. When I looked back after about 5 to 10 minutes of swimming and diving, I saw that a young couple sat next to my stuff. I kinda felt weird about them. They had this super weird aura. They both were about 20 years old. I remember the towels they sat on, one being red and the other gray. Then I lost my swimming goggles. They fell down to the lake floor. I dived down about 3 meters and came back up, which lasted about 5 to 10 seconds. When I looked at the couple again, because all the time I felt weird about them, they both were really old. They definitely retired. I thought maybe the young couple went home and the elders came to sit there. However, the young couple was nowhere.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.